Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. You know, I heard that a while back for the first time, that a practicing believer. And I said, I like that. I like that. And, you know, we practice something, whether we admit it or not, we're practicing something, some way of living, something that we're doing, we're practicing it. And practice makes perfect. It becomes a habit once we practice. So there are good and there are bad habits. And so I choose to practice living the Word of God. I practice it. And I'm working on a book right now, and it's talking about sort of that same thing. Because just like we get up in the morning and we dress for the day, well, I choose to dress in the Word also for the day so that my day will go much better. And I find that to be true, that when I put God first at the beginning of my day, I put Him first, then my day goes so much better. Shirley Caesar sings a song that, after we've given the day to the Lord, can't nothing happen in the day that the Lord and I can't handle. So when we give God our day and we practice that, so I love it. I love it. Practice living the Word of God. And so I practice a God habit. I practice living that Word. And I love it because God has given me who I am. I am a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is I encourage souls, and I like that. The Maytag man don't have anything to do, but Dr. Mary Tisdale Green has plenty to do, because it doesn't matter where you go, you're going to run into somebody. And we're living in a world today where people need to be encouraged. It doesn't matter where we go. So we need to stay up practicing, living the Word of God. And practicing makes that life perfect in the Word of God. We include Him in. We're practicing including Him in. He said if we would just acknowledge Him. He didn't say we had to go into all details and all of that. But he said, just acknowledge Him in everything that we do, what we go to do, what we go to work out or try to work or whatever it is. If we would just acknowledge Him in it, He said He would direct us. So I want God's direction in every part of my life. I want His direction. And so I practice, I'm practicing living. Excuse me, God's Word, I'm practicing living that Word so that I do just that, that it won't take no thought to do it. It becomes a part of you. A habit becomes a part of you. Maybe I should have named this program today Habits, Good or Bad. But I'm talking about today broken yokes. Broken yokes. How many out there want the yokes broken? The enemy just plagues us with all kinds of things, everything. But we want these yokes broken. And God, Him in our lives, is the one who can do it. It says over in, I think it's Isaiah or in Matthew, and it talks about how that the anointing of God, the anointing of God breaks yokes. And I want the yoke broken. How about you today? Do you have any yokes that you want broken? Yes, 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 yes. I hear you. I hear you, and I can agree with you. Because in my own life, I want the yokes to be broken. Yes, I do. So on today, before we get into our topic of broken yokes, let's have a word of prayer and let's ask God to break these yokes that's in our lives that are not like Him. The only yoke I want in my life is yoked up with Jesus. That's the only yoke to do what He has called and given me to do. That's the only yoke I want in my life. I want to be yoked up with the Lord. But other than that, I want these yokes broken out of my life in the name of Jesus. I want them broken, and I command and demand that they be broken in Jesus' name. God's blood, His blood against every yoke in our lives. So come go with me in prayer on today, and let us pray for these yokes in our lives to be broken. So bring your minds in and come and pray with me. Come and believe with me. And we will touch and agree right now that in the name of Jesus, that these yokes be broken. How about that? Yokes in our lives broken. And we will never be the same because of those yokes being broken. Say they are loose. Not just loose, but they are broken. Never to return in our lives again. So come go with me. Are you ready? All right. Most gracious Father on today, we sure do thank you, Lord, and we magnify you right now for who you are, God, in our lives. We thank you because you're so good to us, God, in the name of Jesus. Nobody like you, Father, anywhere, God. In the name of Jesus, if we search the world through, we wouldn't find anybody that's like you, God. Thank you, Father, for being our God, for being our Daddy, Lord, for being there for us, God. We magnify you for it right now, God, and we thank you for loving us as you do, God. Nobody loves us like you do, God. You gave your only Son, Lord, because of the love that you have for us, God. Nobody, God, loves us like you do. And we thank you and we magnify you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can stand on your word, God. Stand on your love, God, for us, God. In the name of Jesus, you prove yourself. You took the stripes, God, on your back, God. In the name of Jesus, your Son, God. In the name of Jesus, because of the love that you have for us. And then Jesus, because of the love he has for you, God, and the respect, Lord. He said, I'll go, Daddy. He said, I'll go, and I will represent for Dr. Mary Frances Green, for the ones that are listening in on today. He said, I'll go, and I'll take those stripes for them. I'll take it that they may have a relationship with Daddy again, just like our relationship. And we thank you for that, Father. because there is nobody. There is nobody like you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that love, God. Thank you for your peace on today, God. Thank you for your joy, God, over in the Holy Ghost, God. Thank you for it right now, God. Thank you that we're saved and sanctified, filled with your precious gift of the Holy Ghost, God. Thank you for your anointing on this program today, God. In the name of Jesus, for it's your anointing, Lord, hallelujah, that breaks yokes. Thank you, God, right now for broken yokes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as I touch and agree, God, with my sister and with my brother. Thank you, God, for the yokes being broken, that financial yoke, God, being broken, God, in the name of Jesus. That yoke in the home where no peace is, God. In the name of Jesus, we believe in you that that yoke, that enemy that he's walking up and down in their home, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we believe that yoke is broken right now, God. In the name of Jesus, every yoke, that sickness yoke, God, in the name of Jesus, sickness that you didn't allow, God, that the enemy has brought in, God, in the name of Jesus, and trying to set up house, God. But we rebuke him right now, Lord. We submit to you, God, and we rebuke that enemy right now, God. The blood of Jesus stands against him right now. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that yoke is broken right now. And we praise and we magnify you, God, for the yokes being broken, Lord, that your blessings may enter in now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We ask that you would go in the sick room, God, the hospitals, God. Walk up and down those corridors, God, in the name of Jesus. Go in the rooms, God. Touch your people, Lord, all over the land today, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Encourage the saints, God, to come out, Lord, to the house of prayer, which is the saints' hospital, oh God. Encourage them to walk in there, Lord, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are there, Lord, to lay hands on them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you said they will be made whole in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God, in your most holy name. Go into the nursing homes, God. Bless your people there, God. Your elderly people, God, in the name of Jesus, touch right now, God. Touch them right now, God. Right now, Lord. Touch and deliver, God. Set free, God, in the name of Jesus, as only you can, God. You can, God, and you will. Break yokes today, God, by your anointing, God. In the name of Jesus, help us, God. Help us out, Lord. Your mercy and your grace, God. Help us out today, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may do it your way, God. And we thank you, Lord, and we magnify you for it right now, God. Nobody like Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. And we thank you, and we magnify you for it right now. Now look on your bishops everywhere, God, your elders, God, your pastors, God, the ministers, God, your missionaries, your people everywhere, God, bless right now. Look on my pastor, God, Elder Mitchell, God, and bless him, God. Encourage his heart, God. Superintendent, God, in the name of Jesus. Superintendent Davis, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Give him what to do, God. Direct him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the way that they should go, God. Elder Superintendent Taylor, God, bless him, God. Our district missionary, bless her, God. All of the district missionaries, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to be about your business, God, going to work, doing those things that you would have us to do, Lord. And we thank you, and we magnify you now, God. Now continue to bless our children, God, as they prepare to go back to school, God. Would you anoint their minds, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them that mind to learn, God. Give them that mind to do, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, and we magnify you, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise, God. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, and we've done just that on today, God, and we thank you for it. And we thank you for this prayer on today. For we know that prayer is always in order. In Jesus' name we pray today. Father, don't forget about the ones that have lost their loved ones. Mother Haynes' family, God, in the name of Jesus, would you please encourage their hearts? You're the only one that can encourage a heart, God. Do that for your glory, God, and we'll thank you. And all of the others, Lord, that have lost loved ones, God, you know how, God. You know how to soothe, oh, God. You know the right words to say, God, and you're the only one that know how to do that. And give us, God, as your people, God, give us, Lord, how to encourage one another. While it's yet called today, God, give us how to do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we will bless your holy name. We will tell about it, God. We will tell the world about you, God. We will, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, God, because you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give these praises to you, oh God. Thank you today, Lord. Thank you for the mind to pray, to worship, and do on your program, God. In Jesus' name we pray today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Prayer, prayer, prayer. It's always in order. Says man ought to always pray and never faint. It's no time for fainting. So that's why we got to keep praying so that we don't faint. Keep praying and talking to the Lord. This is our only way of communicating with our God. It's through prayer, through praises to the Lord. It's our only way. It's our cell phone to heaven. It's our house phone to heaven. Our only way of communicating is through prayer. It's that red phone to the White House. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And when we do that, we are communicating with our Lord. And if we sit and wait long enough, he'll begin to talk back to us and give us just what we need for that day. Because it's one day at a time. It's one day at a time. And it's through prayer. Prayer sets the frame of our lives. It sets the things in order. Maybe you didn't see how you're going to be able to go through it. You didn't see how you were going to be able to handle it. Oh, but with prayer, through prayer, we are able to go through and see the other side. So we even see, God allows us to see the end of the situation even before we go into it. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And if we will allow God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, he'll do the same thing for us. Thank you, Lord. So it's time. It's time to pray. It's time to be encouraged in the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And with the anointed, hallelujah, thank you, God, yokes will just break off of us because they can't stay there. They can't stand it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The enemy can't stand it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's anointing comes upon us and in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. These yokes will just be broken as we stay and magnify God in his word. His word says it. He speaks it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I believe it. How about you? Do you believe the word of God on today? Thank you, Lord Jesus. But don't be repeating these yokes. Don't speak these yokes. But they are broken. Don't speak them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't go around saying, I'm broke. But what does God's word say? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, I have more than enough. Thank you. He said he would supply every one of our needs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Not only supply our every need, but give us our heart's desire. Don't go around hollering, thank you, Lord Jesus, that I'm sick. Thank you, God. But I'm well. Speak it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Proverbs flowing to it. And one of my favorites that I'm dressing in, thank you, Lord Jesus, said, "Very few find the word, but he that findeth the word." Have you found the word of God? Have you found it? If you found it, you broke a yoke. You broke a yoke by finding God's word. If you found God's word, you broke that yoke. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Put the word on it. Put the word on it. Put the word on that yoke. Put the word on that yoke. Broken yoke. Put the word on that yoke that it might be broken. And so when we find the word, he said, the word, God's word, God's word, God's word. He said that it is medicine. It is medicine for us. When we find that word, it's medicine. And he said it's life. It's life. God's word is life. Thank you, God. Life and health. Woo! My. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Said life and health to not some of our flesh, but all. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. God's word is medicine for it. That yoke is broken. Don't speak it no more. I'm healed. Don't speak I'm sick. Don't speak I'm broke. The yokes are broken. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't speak it. I don't know what to do. Thank you, Lord, because God's word give us what to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The yoke is broken of I don't know what to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Get in God's word so you'll know what to do. Acknowledge him so you'll know what to do. Thank you, God. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct you. He'll give you how to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acknowledge the Lord, that broken yoke. I speak it. I speak to the yokes. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that they are broken in Jesus' name. If you can catch a hold, I touch and agree with you for that broken yoke in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Healed minds. Healed minds. Healed minds. Healed bodies. Healed spirits. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Healed on today. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. But talking about the broken yokes. Broken yokes. And it says in Matthew 11 and 29. Says, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke. Yoke up with the Lord. Yoke up with him. No other yokes, but yoke up with the Lord. Take my yoke. Yoke up with him and learn of me. Yoke up with the Lord so you can learn about him. Learn of him. He says, for I am meek. God is meek and he's lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. Ooh, look at the invitation that the Lord is giving right here in Matthew 11 and 29. The invitation to yoke up with him. The yoke, it says the yoke is what they used to use for the animals to, for them to be tutored together so that they could be together and so and take the burden off of one. And they would work together. So look at the Lord's invitation on today. For you to take up the yoke, or take the, his yoke upon you. And you know that if you take his yoke upon you, guess who's going to carry the heavier load? It's going to be Jesus. He's going to carry the heavier load. He said, learn of him. Learn so you'll know who's going to take that heavy load. So you can give it to him. He said, I'm meek, I'm lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Don't you want to rest? Aren't you tired of walking around with these burdens? Aren't you tired of the heavy weight that you walk around depressed? Well, I speak to that depressed yoke right now, and I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus from depression. I speak to you now in the name of Jesus. The blood stands against you. You're no longer depressed. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. So take the yoke. Jesus, yoke up with him. Woo! Get to know him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, so that you can find rest. Ooh, for your soul. Rest. That's that peace. Rest, because who's doing it? No longer four sets of prints walking together, the footprint. But it's only two now, because you done yoked up with Jesus. You done yoked up with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And now there is rest for your soul. Isaiah 10 and 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing of God. The anointing of God breaks the yoke. Don't you want that yoke broken? Get in the presence of the Lord. Seek him, his mercy and his grace, and allow his anointing. Because when you're in his presence, oh, my God, all of them yokes, they have to fall off because they can't stand it. They can't stand it in the presence of the Lord. So he says right there, this invitation again, invitation to yoke up with the Lord. And it shall come to pass. It's going to come to pass that the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders. Oh, my God. That you're talking about a stress reliever. The anointing of God is a stress reliever. You give it to him. That stress reliever is anointing. So get in his presence. I've talked to you about the broken yokes on today. Broken yokes. You want your yoke broken? Well, God has already issued the invitation for you to take his yoke upon you and learn of him. And he's going to give you rest. And then he said it's going to come to pass that the burden shall be taken away from off your shoulders, a stress reliever. And his yoke from off thy neck. All of that stress, all of that stress, give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. And the yoke shall be broken if you give it to Jesus. Then you can walk around with your head up high. Lord, what shall I do next? What do you want me to do now, God? Now that I'm free to praise and magnify you. What would you have me to do? Broken yokes. In the name of Jesus, everywhere, my voice is heard today. God's anointed, break that yoke in your life. In Jesus' name, we declare and decree that it is so. In Jesus' name, and we magnify him today. Well, to the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, Fabulous Fresh Touch, and I'm signing off. Have a fabulous day. Bye.